Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. It has been one wild month. We'll have weather, we'll have heat, we'll have all kinds of stuff going on, and health actually plays a big role in dealing with heat and vice versa. What have you got for us today?
Absolutely. I know we've had some rainy days, but we've also in the recent weeks had some really hot days as well. And I know that I enjoy spending a lot of time outside during the summer, but it's also important to remember to take some precautions to prevent some of those heat-related potential illnesses. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about that this morning. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, has some tips that I thought were great and would be great to share to remember to stay cool and hydrated and informed in the summer weather that we often experience here in Kansas. So the first is to remember in staying cool is to wear clothing options that are lightweight, light colored, and loose fitting. Try to stay in air-conditioned places. Also, think about planning those outdoor activities carefully and scheduling them for the cooler parts of the day, like in the morning or the evening. And make sure you're near areas where you can get some relief or rest indoors or in some shady areas. And if you find yourself becoming lightheaded, confused, weak, or faint when spending time out in the heat, make sure you get to those cooler areas or in a shady area as quickly as possible. Remember, too, that a sunburn can affect your body's ability to cool down, and it can also make you dehydrated. So if you're planning to be outside, make sure you're protecting yourself from the sun by wearing a wide-brimmed hat, sunglasses, and making sure you're putting on sunscreen with at least SPF 15 or higher. And make sure the key, I think, also with the sunscreen is make sure that you're reapplying that regularly as well and looking for sunscreens that say broad spectrum or UVA protection on the labels as well. Another key one, I think, to remember is to stay hydrated. Make sure you're drinking plenty of fluids regardless of how active you may be. Make sure you're drinking throughout the day and not waiting until you're thirsty. And also stay away from those really sugary or alcoholic drinks in the summer heat, as those can actually cause you to lose some body fluid as well. Also remember, we know that vehicles can heat up to dangerous temperatures as well when they're not running, so it's important to never leave children or pets in the vehicles, even if the window's been cracked. While anyone left in the car is a risk, but children are especially at a high risk of heat stroke or dying in extreme situations. So each time you get out of your car, make sure you're checking to see that everyone has gotten out of the vehicle, and don't look over kiddos that maybe have fallen asleep in the back seat. And finally, make sure that you're staying informed by checking your local news for extreme heat and heat advisories and alerts. You can also stay informed by learning more about the signs and symptoms of heat-related illnesses or heat stroke, heat exhaustion, so you can make sure that you're taking those preventative steps so that you can maybe not only prevent it for yourself, but maybe recognize the signs of someone else who may be experiencing heat-related illnesses as well. So we have information posted about that from the article from the CDC as well on our Frontier District website, so you're welcome to visit that at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu, or you're always welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826.
It's interesting, about a week ago we were talking to Rod Schaub, and he was talking about UV protection, calling for the darker colored clothes, whereas protection from just the sun and heat itself, light clothing is suggested, so there's a balance you got to walk.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
And I know one of the signs I look for, especially in children, but in myself as well, I've dealt with heat illness for quite some time. If your face is pink and you are not sweating, there is a problem.
There is a big problem, and you need to get cooled down and get to a shady area and in some air conditioning.
Right,
yes,
straight away.
Absolutely.
I don't recommend the electrolyte they gave us in basic training, though, which was essentially grape juice with a lot of salt in it.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for the helpful hints. Do you have anything else for us before we take off? Any fair shout outs or anything like that we need to cover?
We are definitely getting ready to start the Anderson County Fair upcoming here in the next week or so. And so definitely if you're wanting to come out and check out the kids' exhibits and projects, that's always a fun time of the year. So absolutely.
And if you're eligible for open class, put something in. Yes. Give them a big display to look at.
Always open to exhibits and welcome them. So
yes.
Love to see what the talents and things that the community can bring and showcase at the fair. So.
Yep. Bring exhibits and bring an audience. It's always going to be a good time.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks again. And we will be catching up with you in just a few weeks. So stay hydrated and we'll catch you later. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredosine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.